Very cool band, All About the Fire. Sound good. And they are going to be playing at the Berkeley Front on Saturday night with Cowboy Messiahs. In fact, a guest who came in with Billy Davis, we're almost ready for that show. Went to high school with him? What school?
Don Darrow High School.
Don Darrow High School.
It's not high school anymore, though. It's middle school.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where the band is from. They're all young, 18-year-olds, and that's where rock and roll ought to be. All About the Fire. You can check them out Saturday night at the Berkeley Front. We're real close to getting started with the live drive right now, but we got some New Granada coming up. They're playing Saturday night at Smalls, and we're going to play something called Energy Shortage.
Try to bring us close.
Alrighty, that was... New Granada doing Energy Shortage, and they are going to be Saturday night at Smalls. Well, we're real close to getting started here, but we got one more band I might squeeze a little bit in. Count Basie and the Pleasure Tones are playing at, they're playing Memphis Smoke on Friday night, the 13th, and then on the 14th, they're playing the West Bloomfield El Nibble Nook. Didn't know they were having music there until just recently, but it's been a long time since I've been to the Nibble Nook. But anyways, Count Basie and the Pleasure Tones doing My Life off their MySpace site. You can check them out Friday at Memphis Smoke or El Nibble Nook on Saturday. And we will be live with the drive real soon.
Don't try to change my ways. Well, it's my life, baby. Don't try to change my ways.
Crazy. I am terribly sorry. I turned off the wrong piece of equipment and shut down Count Basie and the Pleasure Tones. Let me see if I can get them back and we'll start this thing again. But like I said, we don't have much time left before the live drive gets started.
Real close with the live drive. Sorry about the mistakes. It happens.
Here's Count Basie in the background. I want to remind you, you can listen to Motor Calendar and the live drive at 5 on the podcast.
Well, it's my life, baby. Don't try to change my ways. Well, if you want my loving, don't please. How can you tell me when advice is better for you? How can you tell me when advice is better for you? How can you say that you love me? You add your special touch. It's my life, baby. Let me live it like I please. Well, things ain't gonna suit you. You can take off with a breeze. We'll be right back.
change my ways. Well, it's my life, baby. Don't try to change my ways. Well, if you want my love, don't make no bed of it. Well, I always tell them people I drink too much. Every time I hit the bottle, you add your special touch. My life, baby, let me live it like a flea. Well, things ain't gonna suit you. You can take off with the breeze.
Right, we're bringing it down because it's time to go live.
Yes, we have Billy Davis right here in our studio. Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there they are. Hey, why don't we start off with one song? What are you going to start off with today?
Tore Up Over You by a song I did with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters some years ago.
All right, take it away.
Thank you.
Billy Davis right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Billy, you've been playing in the Detroit area for a long time. People can go see you out at the clubs. But you mentioned that was originally done by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Yeah, we did that back in the 60s.
And you don't brag about it, but you actually played guitar with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters on that original song, didn't you?
Yeah.
In fact, we were making bets here. Who did? Yeah, so many people have done Tore Up, and we were saying, yeah. it was Ike Turner, it was this guy, but it was you along with Hank Ballard.
Yeah, we did the original. He wrote the lyrics, and I put the music to it.
You did?
Yeah.
This is a, you know.
That's why we collaborated. Most all the songs are there with him. That's the way we did them. He wrote the lyrics, and I put the music to it.
Okay. And what years were you with Hank Ballard?
From 1959 up until, almost up until he died.
Yeah?
Wow.
Whoa.
I just want to say it's such an honor to have you. This is our 100th live performance on the Motor Live Drive, and what an honor to have a legend like you to be able to celebrate it. Thank you so much for coming today.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah. In fact, with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, you did a few other songs?
We did a lot of songs. I did at least about 5 or 6 albums with him.
And you did things like Finger Poppin' Time and
Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go. Look at Little Sister.
Oh.
Which Stevie Ray had a big hit on that in the 80s.
Yeah. Right. A lot of people have had big hits off those songs.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we get some more songs out here, and we'll talk more about the history of Billy Davis and what you're doing right now.
All right. Right now I'm working with Mike Bolin of it at No Cover Productions. And this is a song that we're getting ready to do now that's on the last CD that I did.
With the Billy Davis Rhythm Machine?
Right. I had heard so many people talking about Robert Johnson going to the crossroads and all that. So I got an idea to write a song about it.
Okay. Billy Davis, Going to the Crossroads.
I feel like going to the crossroads with my soul in my hand. Feel like going to the crossroads with my soul in my hand. Gonna sell my soul to the devil. Dirty women, fortune, and fame. Thank you.
sounds so nice, do it twice.
Billy Davis, and, hey, Billy, would you like to introduce the rest of the band?
Well, I sure would. Right on my, right to my left, we've got, of course, Mr. Jeff Howard on the lead, rhythm, and slide, and everything. And we got, Mr. John Foley on the bass, one of the greatest bass players I ever worked with in the country. And on drums over there, last but not least, a man who keeps it all together, got the beat, keep the groove in there, keep you jumping. Got DeMarcus Sumter on the drums.
All right. And you mentioned that that last song was on a CD. Is that one of your next CD coming up?
No, that's the last one I did.
Okay, for No Cover Productions?
Right.
And the name of that was, CD was what?
It Ain't mm-hmm. Easy.
Right, right.
That's right, and I got it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I've did so many songs, sometimes I forget how many I've did.
Right, I just pulled a couple of your CDs out of our library right here. So I know you've done several for No Cover Productions.
Right, right. I'm working on my fifth one now.
Fifth one? Right. Any idea when that might be out?
Should be out by sometime next month.
In fact, where could people pick up your CDs?
Well, Mike Bolin, he has them mostly at the... Street Corner Music have something.
Street Corner Music?
Street Corner Music, and also...
And probably all the finest record stores.
Melodies and Memories in Roseville, I know they usually have them also.
Okay. And you can probably go to the No Cover website and pick them up right there.
Right.
I know you can.
Right.
CD Baby, Detroit Blues Society meetings and such.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, you guys are going to be at a Detroit Blues Society meeting this Saturday, won't you?
Absolutely.
I know they've got a jam out at Callahan's Saturday night.
Yeah, we'd be
there.
Right,
yeah, we're going. Okay.
And I've heard you're going to be there.
We'll be there.
Okay. Tell you what, why don't we just keep this music going?
Very nice place, too. I like Callahan's.
Yeah, it is.
Tell you, what are you thinking of next for us?
Thinking of another one called Let Me Be Your Lover Man.
All right.
Let me hold your lovely hand. Let me give you all the loving. All the pills that you can stand. Baby, baby, won't you please let me be your lover. Now come on, pretty baby. Girl, don't you be shy.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
Now, you told us you were with Hank Ballard for a number of years.
Oh, yeah.
You played with a few other people, too, didn't you?
Yeah, other ones I played with, Jackie Wilson, Joe Tex, Benny King, throughout the years, and I recorded with a lot of other artists that I didn't play with on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But those are most of the ones that was, did traveling road shows with them.
You're mainly a road musician, huh?
Well, back then, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And playing with the bands when they were recording.
Yeah, we was Hank Ballard and the Midnight was one of the first groups that had their own rhythm section that recorded the songs and went on the road. A lot of the other artists at that time were going and used studios as musicians, but we had our own musicians on the road.
Okay.
And James Brown came along a little bit later, which Hank was one of his idols, so he did the same thing.
Okay. Now, you've run into a lot of musicians throughout the years, and there's one guitar player that you ran into years ago that became quite famous.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're talking about Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran across him. He was between, he turned 16 the same year that I met him. Because I met him early part of 1959.
Wow.
And we became friends from that moment up until he left, until he died.
Hmm. Yeah, it's real interesting. You told us earlier that he wanted to meet the guitar player with Hank Ballard.
Right. At that time, I was the guitar player we had like three records in the top 10 at the same time, and all of the guitar players. Was wondering what the guitar player done. Just I did the same thing, because I used to listen at the same group, and I wanted to who are these guys playing the guitar? So it was just coincidentally, I just happened to be the guitar player at that time, and he wanted to meet me, and We met and became friends up until he died.
Hmm. In fact, when Jimi Hendrix went in the Army, I've heard he gave you a couple of guitars.
Yeah, well, he didn't really give them to me until after he got out of the Army.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Because at that time, he was playing with a little old group in Seattle called the Rockin' Kings. But they had never did anything other than little cabarets and little stuff around Seattle, you know. So he didn't make it big until like between 67.
Yeah, early 67.
Yeah, 67. And that's when he made it big. And we ran across each other again during that time. And because I was in the Army for a couple of years. When I got out of the Army, people tell me about Jimi Hendrix is this, you do this. Oh, yeah, no kidding. He done made it. So I moved to New York, and he was living in New York at the same time, too. So we ran across each other and just continued our friendship until he passed.
All right. And I hear you've got at least one of those guitars that he gave you.
Yeah, I managed to hold on to the Jazzmaster. The rest of them ended up in the pawn shop. Because back during that time, I was a big boozer. I was boozing every day. So.
Oh. Well, it could
so
be
I
a,
lost a lot of things. It
could be a problem with traveling musicians.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
But you've still got that Fender Jazzmaster, right?
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay. In fact, why don't we pull your guitar out right now and have some more music?
All righty. What we got here next? Here?
What's it going to be now?
Well, this song I wrote because I was sitting down thinking one day about taxes, you know.
It's coming. Everybody's got it.
So I think this is an appropriate time for that.
Gonna be tax on tax.
That's it. 1, 2, 3. Tight. I tell you.
Everybody's going to be dealing with that sooner or later this, in the next month or two.
Oh, yeah.
A month away.
But, in fact, you're here working with the Christy Howard Band is backing you up today. In fact, you've been working with them for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, for a while, but not long enough.
Not long enough? Well, I'll tell you, you got that little girl sitting in with you doing backup vocals. In fact, Christy, would you like to sing one?
Well, sure.
It's an honor working with Billy. Sometimes I still have to pinch myself.
Well, I will mention that we have some fans here that have come down to watch the show from the world of big band. He plays rhythm and blues and big band and swing music on Fridays, Friday morning at 10 to 1. And he came down, he asked if he could get a photo with you after the show. So you got some fans. And we have another listener coming in. Some fans here today.
She shook my hand. That's okay.
Okay, but Christy, what song are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to do the song that Billy played with me on my last CD, I Crossed the Tracks. It's called Same Place, Same Thing.
All right.
This morning with the rising sun, driving to work with my radio on. Some young girl's out on the run. She shot her old man with a great big gun. Same place, same thing. Well, it's the same old place, same old place. Turn left, the other turn right. You might say it's close and a lot of time. It all ended up in a highway fight. Same place, same thing. It's the same old place, same old place, same thing. Now what you gonna do? With your head in the sky, you don't know if you should laugh or cry. One thing I know, you'll feel the sting when you get busted for the same old thing. Same place, same thing. Well, it's the same old place, same old place, same thing.
How about Chuck Powell over there on guitar?
Thank you. woman walking in the park. She ain't got nothing but a shopping cart. Two young men robbed her in the dark. She died in the dirt with a broken heart. Same place. Your head in the sand. Things get rough, whether you're a woman or a man. You might be a bum, a king or a queen. It all comes back to the same old thing, same place.
That's Christy Howard and her band featuring Billy Davis on guitar. Oh, in fact, have you guys got some shows coming up?
Actually, we do. We have a show coming up April 3rd down at Hart Plaza. We'll be playing from 8:30 till 10.
In fact, is that for a festival that's going on? Or?
It's for a festival called
Americana.
We'll be on the Americana stage, but it's a festival for the four. Final Four Festival.
Oh, for the basketball games, huh?
It must be.
Okay.
How'd you know that?
I should know that, huh?
All right.
And then we're going to be playing at Nancy Whiskey's. Billy's going to be playing. We're going to be joining him the 24th and the 25th of April.
Right.
So, and we got more after that. Just check out our websites. We're all connected here.
And what are your websites?
My website is www.christyhowardband.net, and Billy's gigs, our gigs are on there with Billy, and Billy does have a MySpace site that he's on as well, which is myspace.com/BillyDavisRhythmMachine.
Okay, you got to
so
look
both of those have the same dates. So.
Okay, but you got to look for that rhythm machine with Billy, eh?
Oh, yeah, because he's got some cool pictures on there of the past.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't checked it out. I'm gonna have to check that out. He's got such a history. In fact, and your husband Jeff has a real history himself too.
He does.
Yeah, Jeff was a guitar player for the Butler Twins for I don't know how long.
Probably like 7 years.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long time.
It is a long time for a band.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, we're time's running down for us. So why don't we just keep the music going? Because that's right. Really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be, Billy?
A song I wrote called Playing My Song.
¶¶ but my mind's made up. Oh, I'm gonna make it, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do. I got my guitar in my hand, I made my stand. Keep on going, doing the best that I can. I gotta keep on singing, playing my phone. I gotta keep on singing and playing my phone.
Billy Davis right here on the Live Drive at 5. Here, now if you've missed any of this show, you can always go to our website, whfr.fm, and hit the button for Live Drive. This show will be available right at 6 o'clock when the band is done. Oh, we don't have a lot of time left. Billy, would you want to just keep it going?
Yeah, I might as well, as long as we got the time, if we got the time to do it.
Oh, we got the time. In fact, I want to remind people you can go to get a hold of Billy Davis at his MySpace site, Billy Davis Rhythm Machine. You can always see him when he performs with the Christy Howard Band. And look for him April 3rd in Hart Plaza.
And I would just like to add this here. I'm not just saying it because she's here, but Christy Howard is one of my favorite singers.
Oh, I'll tell you, Billy, mine too.
I love her style. She don't sound like anybody but herself.
Exactly.
And that,
I feel the same way about you, Billy.
I've always thought the same way about Christy since the first time I heard her playing. So
well,
in
she's
fact,
my the favorite for me.
That's right. And if you check out Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine, you get a review of Christy's brand new CD, I Cross the Tracks.
Thank you, Roger and Margaret.
Okay. Tell you what, Billy, are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're always ready,
I'm
aren't you?
I'm kind of a sentimentalist, and I wrote this song here because I was people saying it's so easy to fall in love, and which it is, you know. And I wrote a song called It's Not Easy Falling Out of It.
Oh.
And I wrote it by experience, too, because I have experience. I'm not I'm quite sure someone else has also.
You can fall in love in less than a minute. Find yourself far down, so deep in. Make you feel so good. You run naked in the rain and keep loving the one that caused you so much pain. The harder you fight, the deeper you sink. Tell me all, it ain't easy at
run naked in the rain and keep loving the one cause you so much pain. Harder you fight it, deeper you sink. Believe me when I tell y'all, it ain't easy as you think. It ain't easy, it ain't easy, it ain't easy falling out of love. It ain't easy, it ain't easy, it ain't easy falling out of love.
We've had Billy Davis right here on vocals and guitar.
Yep, it's been a real pleasure having you guys in. What a in our 100th show. And I want to mention Jeff Howard is on guitar, John Foley's on bass, Demetrius Sumpner on drums, and Christy Howard doing backups and vocals.
DeMarcus
Sumpner. Sorry about that.
No problem.
And Billy Davis.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
In fact, it's really been nice. You're such a you're so modest about the accomplishments you've had over the years, and it's always great to see you out playing out at the clubs locally.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
what. Thank you for inviting us here.
We got 2 minutes left. Do you think you got something you can play for 2 minutes?
Well, money
two
talks.
Minutes. Yeah.
Money talks.
Yeah, I wrote this song. I heard that money talks, but I looked at the way it goes, and now it don't talk as loud as it used to.
Well.
And when it talks to me, it only says goodbye.
Okay.
Too much that your dollar can buy.